Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey Paul, it's me, Ponders. And with my love of art museums, I had to pick National Walk Around Things Day. Good luck!
Thanks, Ponders, for the good luck wishes, because I needed it. Today is April 4th, and it's National Walk Around Things Day. It's not clear what you're supposed to do about this day, because walking around things can be taken many different ways. Are you trying to avoid things like a big puddle or a pile of dog poop? Or are you just out and about discovering new things like an art museum? I'll let you decide, but after listening to this episode, tell us what you did by using the Walk Around Things Day hashtag. Finding an episode for this national day was oddly difficult. I listened to a bunch of shows, but nothing was doing it for me. But at the 10th hour, I found something unique, which I think is fitting for this episode. Taking a step back, I love to walk. And as you probably can guess, I am always listening to podcasts. But every once in a while, I don't listen to anything. I just want to take in the sights and sounds around me. So for my recommendation related to this day, I'm going with the Field Recordings podcast, where audio makers record a few minutes of audio silently in a field. In this episode, Julie Shapiro takes a walk in a Massachusetts meadow, and it's all pretty peaceful. It's a pleasurable respite from the hustle and bustle of normal life. I have to figure out a way to play this over and over so it drowns out the highway that my apartment sits on. My guest this week is T.H. Ponders, host of the Accession podcast, which helps you see just how incredible art can be. Being the ignoramus I am, I had some assumption of what I was getting myself into. And yes, I was very wrong. In this episode entitled Moving Pieces, Ponders takes us to the Calder Tower at the National Gallery in D.C. Ponders has me intrigued at the idea of knowing a Calder piece and showing off that knowledge. What? You don't know what a Calder is? Yeah, that giant hanging mobile is a Calder. It's pretty obvious. Pretty soon, you'll probably tell me you don't know what a Kandinsky is. But then there's a plot twist. Ponders interviews Alexander Calder. For those that know nothing about Calder, you don't realize it's a plot twist, and that's where this episode is so unique. As a side note, in this episode, you get to hear from a previous guest of mine. See if you can figure out who it is. For our third recommendation this week, Ponders recommends her long black hair. Ponder says it's recorded on a binaural microphone to capture all of the stereo spectrum of walking through Central Park. It's a full immersive audio experience, and it's very good. No extra hot sauce today, except to say that my next episode drops on April 8th, and for all you wannabes, you want to make sure you listen to it. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in the show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.